Module 5, Collaborative Tools and Processes. Collaborative writing can be a lengthy process, so it is always a good idea to use various tools and processes to help ensure the flow of work and progress. Larger projects often require some sort of outline or guide, while smaller projects may need closer team member cohesion. As with all forms of collaborative work, factors such as the type of project and the employees involved will better determine what tools or processes work best for the optimal result. Outlines and storyboards. A popular tool to use in collaborative writing is a form of outline or storyboards. These tools are designed to map out a project and let all team members know where to start and finish, while highlighting a possible route in between. Outlines are best used for writing out main points and showing a flow of how the points move through the project. They are often drawn out in bullet form and include few details. Storyboards can be used for larger projects and allow for more details to be shown at once. They allow the creator to use pictures and icons to illustrate points as well as add text and phrases to identify processes and main points of the project. When an outline or storyboard is presented at the beginning of the project, employees are more knowledgeable as to what is scheduled to happen and what their role in it will be. Collaborative planning. A little planning always goes a long way, especially when working in groups. Although some decisions are made by management or supervisors, it is beneficial to allow the team to collaborate and plan the project together, such as how to assign tasks and when to have regular collaboration meetings. Much of the collaborative planning also includes aspects of the project, such as the purpose of the project, who the project is for, how the project is organized, and simply how the various tasks will be completed. This type of planning can be done in group discussions or through smaller employee sessions. But it is important to have some form of documentation of the planning that occurs, such as keeping an employee log or a process chart in the work area. This allows team members to view the various parts of the planning process and see where their input can be most valuable. Collaborative revision. Collaborative revision occurs once all team members have completed the original drafts of their assignments and then come together to combine their work into the solid final draft. Different collaboration strategies will perform collaborative revision differently. For instance, some strategies require a small group to review the members' submissions and determine how it will work into the final project. Other strategies require the group to work as a whole and edit works together to build the final draft. Whichever strategy is used, the purpose of collaborative revision is to allow team members a chance to participate in the revision process and feel as though their participation is valuable and that their opinions and insight will be heard instead of being pushed aside. Collaborative team cohesion. Team cohesion is an important part of collaboration because it ensures that the team members are able to work together toward the common goal and not allow personal interests or conflict to divide them. When a group has strong team cohesion, team members will feel more motivated and will lead to better performance, not only in themselves but for the team. Also, collaborative team cohesion helps team members focus more on group goals, guidelines, and even improve group communication. There are four main stages of group development, and it's important that the group handle each stage carefully and progress the group to norm and perform together. Forming. This is the stage where the group first comes together. Team members are focused primarily on themselves right now. Storming. This is the stage where conflict first appears and can determine future problems for the group. Norming. This is the stage where cohesion begins. Team members begin to trust one another and communicate more openly. Performing. This is the stage where the group finally comes together to work toward the common goal. Case study. Jeff was gathering his new collaboration team to begin working on a new company handbook. Once he gathered his current team members, he held a group meeting to discuss the project in full. Jeff used outlines to display the different sections that would need to be completed for the handbook. He then asked the group to help plan the different steps needed to complete these sections. Before the meeting was dismissed, Jeff asked that several members work together on some sections and assign several people to work as liaisons between the different sections. Jeff wanted the group to feel as though they could openly communicate together and wanted them to feel as though they were keeping in step with the group, despite working separately.